Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph, we are on Chaf Mabez in the Mishnah at the bottom. And just a scheduling note, I hope that Sunday's daf we'll have right here at 10:30 on Motzei Shabbos. 10:30 on Motzei Shabbos, we will have it. So hopefully those listening Chutz La'aretz, after Shabbos, if you're looking for something to do before Slichas, it will already be up and be able to learn it on Motzei Shabbos. Bezrat Hashem, if everything works out as planned. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so now today we are on Chaf Amabez, the Mishnah. Chanuz Shebechatzer, Yacholim Chos Biyado. If we all live in a yard together, and I want to open up a store, in the yard, so the other neighbors are allowed to prevent me from doing it. Remember, that's the topic of this parak. What I'm allowed to do, even in my own Rishus, and what I'm not allowed to do, even in my own Rishus, because it's causing problems for others. Where the standard of Yahadus, just there's a lot of hashkafa behind all of these halachas. The standard of Yahadus is such that I can't just do whatever I want, even in my own rishus. If it affects somebody else, then I might not be able to do it. So here too, if there's a store in the yard, the other people could be mocheh. V'lo mar lo, eini yachol lishan, mikol nechasen, mikol ayotzen. And they say, I can't sleep. If it gets hot, you can just tell them that he's to bring the fan down, downstairs. V'lo mar lo, eini yachol lishan, I can't sleep because people are walking in and out. You know, a store has long hours in the morning, at night, people walking in and out. It's too much noise. So therefore, they're allowed to protest. The Yad Ramah says beferish that the problem is itself noise. That's the problem, as it seems to say in the Mishnah. But Rov Rishonim, as we'll see, hold it's not an issue of noise, but it's something else based on the contrast to the Seifa. Because let's keep reading for a minute. Aval Osa Kalim, but you're not allowed to have a store, but you're allowed to make things in your own house. Yotzi Yomachar B'Dakashuk, you could have like the warehouse, let's say, in your house and make things, and you can take them somewhere else to sell so people don't come to the warehouse. They won't be going in and out. But once you're doing that, they're not allowed to protest to say, I can't sleep. And they won't be able to say, I can't sleep from the sound of the hammer, from the sound of the mill, from the sound of the kids. Which kids are we talking about? We'll have to see in a minute. But what do you see from the Seifa? The Seifa says that the guy can't. So I can't protest if there's noise. So the question is, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? In the Reisha, I'm the neighbor. I'm allowed to protest based on the fact that you can't open the store because there's going to be people going in and out. There's going to be a lot of noise. While in the Seifa, it says if I'm not allowed to protest the noise that's coming from your house. So the Yad Ramah says, take it literally. The Yad Ramah says, when it comes to noise from outsiders, that I'm allowed to protest. I'm not allowed to have, you know, people going in and going out. Then I'm allowed to protest. Your own stuff, what you're doing in your house, so you're banging away and you're knocking something and you're making something, then I can't protest. You're a neighbor, that's considered a tashmish of the house. So therefore it is, per se, noise. That is the problem, says the Yad Ramah. But, I'll read it to you. Kivan Maishna, between the different noises, Mishum Gabi Patish Rechaim Kika Avid Bershusa Denavshika Avid, Vilu Gabi Nechnasin Vyotsin, Kivin de Ma'ayo Lachatzer Hashutfin, Manda Lesle Bershusa Liyule, somebody's coming from the outside, Matsim Akev, Alma Iker Taima Mishum, he talks about noise. At least he says it's possible to read the Mishnah that is per se noise. But, like I said, Rov Rishonim do not say that. Rov Rishonim say that in the Reisha, when it means noise, it doesn't mean noise. It means the traffic. The extra traffic. Call it a chasen, call it a yosef means there's a lot going on here. I can't find a parking spot. I can't do that. That's what it means. It means there's a lot of more traffic happening in the store. Lo mikol. This is the Rashba quoting his Rebbe, the Ramban. Lo mikol anachnas and mamish kamar. Dehaini yochol lakev machbas kol apatish varechayim. I look in the Seifa. So it must be el atayim shem ribu hadarach. Klomar. Eini yochol la'amod mipnei regel harabim shem marbim aleinu asadarach. They go here. I have to go all the way around. So that is the issue, says the Seirov Rishon. Okay, says the Gemara. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa in terms of what? In terms of, similar to the question that Rishonim asked, but specifically for the kids. What kind of tinokos are we talking about? At the end it says, you cannot protest the call of the tinokos. And in the Reisha it says, you can protest. Right? Aren't the kids coming from outside also? I'm going to put it into either of the shitas. They're coming from the outside. So Amar Abaya, Seifa Asan L'chatzar Acheres. No, those are kids. The Seifa is where the children are coming to go into the next chatzar. You're not allowed to protest that kids shouldn't go to the next yard. It's not your yard. You can't say that. Amali Ravi Yahi, let's say Chatzah Acheres Mutter. So just say that. Right? So it's, I don't know, sometimes, right, this is all the question of the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara doesn't says that Mishnah meant something, it doesn't say it, and sometimes it says it and says, oh, why didn't it say it in the Mishnah? Either way, Rava says it should have said it's Elam Rava. No, Seifa Nasan Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. The Seifa is talking about a case of children for yeshiva. If they want to open up a yeshiva in the chatzer, so then nobody's allowed to protest. Umitakanas Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla ve'elach, and it's talking about post Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. Post Yeshua ben Gamla, because he was the one that made the takana, as we'll see in a second, that there has to be yeshivas in every area. He's the one. What was there? The Nebuki Yosef notes, what's the chiddush? What is this coming to try to preclude? The Nebuki Yosef says, you can't say, you can't have it here, go schlep to the shul, which is in the middle of somewhere else. So that's what the Nebuki Yosef says is being precluded. You want it to be very close by, you want the schools to be right there, so therefore, post the takana of always having the yeshivas in these specific areas, so that's when they're not allowed to protest. Let's just finish, and then we'll say over Chassam Sofer. Umitakana should be shubin gamav elach. The Amr of Yehuda Amarav, Baram Zachar Oso Ish Latov. So remember that man for good, Yeshua ben Gamla Shemo, Shilmalihu Nishtakek Torah Miyisrael. Without him, Torah would have been forgotten. And a few people in Shas, the Gemara says this about. Without him, Nishtakek Torah. Remember we had a Gemara towards the end of Bamitzia. The Machlokas Reb Chiya, and I forgot the other Amora, about if Torah would have been forgotten, I would get it back with my pilpul. I make sure, and the other one says, I make sure the Torah is not forgotten, because I plant the seeds, and I get the nets, and I trap the deer, and I cut the cloth, and I give it to the six boys to learn Mishnayis and Chumash. So here's another one. Right, without him, Torah would have been forgotten. Why? Shebitchila, originally, Mish Yesh Lo Av Malam Do Torah. Whoever had a father was taught Torah. Mishayin Lo Av Lo Alam Torah. But whoever didn't have a father was not taught Torah. Maidrosh, why? They darshin, Vlimadatem Osam, in Shema, which is the source for Talmud Torah. Vlimadatem Atem. Darshin Osam to mean Atem. You teach. You teach your children. So stage one in history was that the father's taught. No father, no teaching. His kinus, then they said, no, it's not good. It must be that, you know, we gotta set up an educational system up. So they set it up in Yerushalayim. My drosh, why in Yerushalayim specifically? Kimitzion teitzei Torah. Because Torah goes out of Tzion. Kimitzion teitzei Torah. Right? That's the that was the original. And that has not changed. I remember I was once in a city in the Gola, and there was a big Rebbe coming to the city. A big Rebbe coming to the city. And they put up signs all over the city, Kimi blank Teitzei Torah, the place from where that Rebbe was from. It could be a great Rebbe from everywhere, but I don't think they still, even in the Talmud Bavli, they didn't say, Kimi Bavel, Kimi Pumpadisa Teitzei Torah. Even there, it's Kimi Tzion Teitzei Torah. Can't change the Pasuk.
I went to a sign in Borough Park. Tali Baroni Yosheves Borough Park.
Right, Tali Baroni. right. I don't want to say the name of the community, but yeah. That's we can't change Tanakh, right? Yeshayo is kavua. So there could be Torah elsewhere, but from the source of it all, you know, Mitzion Teitzei Torah, right? So that's why they made it in Yerushalayim. We'll get back to that also. Let's just finish the one more. You know what? Let's stop there for a minute. That was the original two stages. So the Chassam Sofer. Well, before Yeshua ben Gamla, kids didn't learn. For Yeshua ben Gamla, no father, nobody learned, and nobody went to yeshiva. What, that can't be. He says no. Midirali od pashut, right here. That's I'm so far. Devadai me'azu me'olam hayamalandi tinokos biyisrael b'chaliv ha'ir. There were always teachers. There was malandi tinokos. Why? Kimishiyish lo av shachayev lomo benos. Right. If somebody has a father and he has to teach his son, sakra avos malandim. They hired out teachers. That was always. V'hari zehaya. This goes back to Yaakov Avinu. What was the klala the Yaakov Avinu gave Shimon? Achal came be Yaakov. What does Rashi there say? Shahim alam de tinokos. He spread them out to be. He saw. I have a drasha about this once. He saw Shimon. It was the curse. They should be alam de tinokos. These people can't control themselves. No, it just means that they were passionate. And a teacher has to be passionate. If a teacher doesn't have passion, the kids will walk all over him, and he won't be able to transmit the message. A teacher said, and Yaakov Avinu saw in Shimon that he was passionate. And therefore, he could be the Malam De Tinokos. So that's why, so you saw in terms of Yaakov Avinu, the Malam De Tinokos. So what do you mean, Yeshua ben Gamla came up with a great Chiddush? So no, originally the difference was, the Chiyuv wasn't Mutalam Tzibur. That was the difference. The father had to do it, and he had to figure out a way to take care of his son. But va'av yamsi labana makom sheyefuso ashchein and lispol. And also, if he wanted to get a place around, then he had to figure out a way to appease the neighbors and make them happy. But after the takana, first of all, the tzibur was responsible for every child, every Jewish child, right? No child left behind, right? I think it's a phrase, right? So that there was mutar on the tzibur, and also the neighbors have to understand that they don't have to schlep. They don't have to schlep somewhere, but they could do it in their own areas. So that is the Chassam Sofer. Second is a beautiful Tosvos, which must be mentioned in any Ashir about Yerushalayim, where it says Kimisiyon Teitzei Torah. What does that mean? Tosvos says, got to remember this Tosvos, Basra Chafalov, Kimisiyon Teitzei Torah. Lefi, what is it about seeing about Yerushalayim? It says Tosvos, Lefi Shahayaroe Kedusha Gedola. When you go to Yerushalayim, you see the great holiness. V'Kohanim Oskin Ba'avoda. And we saw the Kohanim, Hayimachuvan Libo Yosel Yerushalayim. When we see servants of God being so medactic, being so careful about every single detail of halacha following, that brings to Yirah Shemayim. It's Beferish Pasuk. Pasuk by Maaser Sheni. Right, when we bring Maaser Sheni, Galdo Maaser Sheni Shemevi Lidei Talmud. Fishay Omei Birushalayim Ashi Yochal Maaser Sheni Shalo. V'yaroa Shekulam Oskim Ben Lecha Shemayim. It would be inspiring. Right, a lot of times we think, I know I learned with my own kids, we learned Maseches Yuma. I said, well, what happened on Yom Kippur? What did the Israelim do? Not much. Okay, but how much did we dive? Did we dive? Did we just stare at the Kohen Gadol? What were we? We weren't allowed to be in the Azar anyway. So what were we looking at? We were outside. Or did half of us want to go watch the Ish Iti? Right? Was that exciting? Right? So what are we doing? It's mostly watching. So that's Yom Kippur. What do we do? It's, even if you're a Levi, even if you're a Kohen, not the Kohen Gadol, what are we doing? So what do you see from this Tosfos? Just watching it brought Yerushalayim. Watching it was so inspiring. Watching it every day, Kol Shekein. The Yom Kippur would have been inspiring. We have to realize that's our chisaron. That's what we mourn. That's what we mourn on Tisha B'Av. Got to remember what we are, what we don't have. Chassam Sofer again says right here, the nireh. So what do you see from there? That if somebody is osek b'malacha shamayim properly, then he's inspiring and he brings Yerushalayim to others. He says that's what a teacher has to be. He says a teacher has to be somebody that has Yerushalayim at his root, at his core. Sheyehei v'nirah b'takanas hamalam demnami sheyarei shemayim yoser midai shebeshoa shebalami dem habanim harei dvarim hayosim en alev yarei v'chared nechnasim alev umalhivim keish boer b'yiras Hashem v'yavaso b'lev hanar. Right, if somebody has that Yerushalayim inside, then it will lead him to be able to properly inculcate the students with those values as well. Okay, back to the Gemara. So again, originally the stage was that only the father taught, at least obligatory. And then what does it say? Then it went to Yerushalayim. But then still they had a problem. Why? Whoever had a father, right? Whoever had a way to get to Yerushalayim, he went up. Right? He couldn't go up to learn. Whoever didn't have a father, his kinu she mashivin b'chol plach uplach. So what they do? They decided that they're going to have, okay, not just Yerushalayim, in every area. Every year, not every village yet, but every area, they were going to have yeshivas. Umach nisarosa, not the little kids still couldn't leave their houses to go away. So, but this was good enough for the teenagers. Right, the teenagers could go away a little bit. Umach nisarosa kebet hezakeh ben yuzayin, 16, 17 years old, they went, and fine. And then they realized that also wasn't good. When we show it, why? Because at that stage, it was already too late in the stage of development that they would just be turned off and just leave, right? You have to start earlier. They saw when we show how Rabbo Kohes Alav. Anybody got into a fight with a Rebbe, Boit Bovi Yotze, they just leave. They'd kick him and leave, right? It was too late. Acha Bar Yeshua Ben Gamla until he came. Betikain Shiyu Moshivin Malamdi Tinokos B'chol Medinu Medina U'B'chol Yer Va'ir. Every city, every village gets their own yeshiva, umachnis notan keven sheish keven shef. And you bring them in at a young age, 6 or 7 years old, already bring them in. And in that way, you get them earlier, and they're already into the educational system before they reach the teenage years. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I mentioned in the past, has a beautiful vart on the Haggadah, where he talks about the Dalet Banim. And he said the Dalet Banim aren't four separate children, but really there are four stages of development that we all go through. And that's also, it helps, you don't label anybody at the Seder. Right? First, we start off, any day Lashol. All we are is, the baby is the mother, and the baby and the milk. That's all the mother. Any day Lashol. Then we get to the stage of Tam. What does a toddler say? What's this? What's this? What's this? What's this? Mazos. That's a toddler stage. Then, as we get a little older, we get to the independent stage. That's Russia, right? We try to exert our independence, test the borders, test how far I could go, and finally, hopefully, we get to independence, which is that first was rebellious stage, you call that, and then comes independent stage, which is chacham, which is hopefully mature and their own individual. But he says each one of us, it's not mutually exclusive stages. You know, at every stage we have a little bit of the other stage. Even if we're a little Tom, we're a little Russia. And even when we're a Russia, we're still a little chacham. And even if we're a chacham, right, we all have the various stages. So here we gotta catch the kid when he's still on the Tom stage, so to speak, before he gets to the Russia stage, so that chinuch could be inculcated into him. Tosvos here notes, right, we're 6 years old is when we bring him in. Doesn't it say Benchamish Lomikra in Perkei Avos? Right, we start him at 5 years old. So Tosva says, oh, maybe 5 years old is if he's really healthy. Bari Lagamre, he's a really robust young man, young boy, so that when you bring him in, but really it's five. If you look at the Ritva and Ksubis, what's the last time we had this Gemara? Davnun and Ksubis spoke all about these educational stages. So the Ritva and Ksubis there said that six means into the sixth. Into the sixth. So that's what that means when you're five. Therefore, you can put the two Gemaras together. It's like into the sixth hour, right? Into the sixth hour. But into the sixth. So you bring him in, Keben Sheish, Keben Sheva. Again, all of these laws, all of these halakhas are brought down in Yaredeya, in Hilchos Malamdim, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes, this is Asei Ala Ish, Alamidus Bino Torah. The low limdo of if chayev olami v'atzmo, he's got to hire somebody, and then he talks about chayev meyamas haymaskal lomol lebeno. When do you start teaching your son? When he starts to be able to talk. Torah tzivalanu Moshe, that's what you teach him. Right, we had that in the end of the first parak. Right, that's maybe if you write that right, that you say the sefer Torah, just write that. Spoke about that a little bit. Upasak rishon mi parashas shema v'acham malando ma'ad ma'at until he's 6 or 7. Vaz malicho echem malandi tinokos. Right, that's the based on our Gemara. And then he quotes Moshiv Malandi Tinokas, Mchalir Va'ir, and he quotes all of the Takanas of Yeshua Ben Gamla, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And then he quotes, less than 5 years old, don't bring him in, because it might be dangerous for him. When we call Makom, says the Ramah, Miyad, Shiyah, Ben Gimel, Shanim, Shlemos. Once he reaches 3, Malamdin Oso, Osio, Satora. You start teaching him the Aleph base. Kadesha Yargal, Atzma, Likros, Batora. Who's he quoting from? Harab Abarbanel, Pirusho, La'avos. According to the Rama, according to the Abarbanel, not too long between those two great rabbis. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Even less than five, though, you start teaching him, Aleph Beis.
Does that mean the community has to pay these Malamdei?
The community, right?
That's
I mean,
the Takana. Moshiven means
the Takana. According to that Chassam Sofer, especially, it becomes a communal responsibility. Right? If a child doesn't have enough money, so it could still be that he wasn't ochre from the father. But if the father couldn't do it, they need scholarships, the mucker for scholarships, then the community has a responsibility. Right. Continuing. Omerlei Rav, L'Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Achis, Lo Tekabel, until 6 years old again, don't take him into the yeshiva. Mikan Ve'elech, what about nowadays? We have Ganim, we have... Right, we have pre 6 year old, so one could say that it's a different type. That's supposed to be, you know, yeshiva means, you know, teaching, right? Ganim, where it's so nice and, you know, lovey. That's like another home. It's like another home. So maybe that's not a problem, right? So Achis, lo tekabel, before 6, don't accept him. Mikan ve'ela, kabel v'asvele ketura. 6 years old already, you know, accept him and fill him like an ox. Fill him like an ox. What does that mean? So the Marsha says, not like a chicken or a camel, which you stuff forcibly. An ox, you put nicely into his mouth. You try to fit him as much, but it's benacha, says the Marsha. That's why Dafka says ketura like an ox. Yomali Rav Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Ki Machis Liyanuka Rav said to Shmuel, when you hit a child, Lo Timchi Ela Ba'arax De Masana, only hit him with a shoelace, right? Meaning hit him with a very, very, you know, showing that you're only doing it for his own benefit and not because one really wants to hurt him. We mentioned in the past. The thought from Revolbi, he writes this in his Sefer on Nachinav Zuyo Binyan, that none of this applies to Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, there should be no hitting. In an educational setting, not to teach a child something. If a child's running into the street, you have to jump on him and grab him. He's dangerous. Doing something dangerous, that might be a different story. But if it's just to teach him, so then, says Revolbi, I'm reading from the English. In order to pass through the 14-year-old stage peacefully, the child needs to have a warm bond with his parents. If parents are rough, with their 2, 3, or 4-year-old, if they discipline harshly, hit them, and make demands beyond his abilities, they destroy the warm relationship. Indeed, at such an early stage, the problem in the relationship won't be obvious. The child still needs his parents. He loves his parents. But later, when the child is 14, the surprised parents come to me crying and exclaim, "I don't understand. What's happened? He doesn't speak to me at all. He tells me nothing. I have no idea what's going on with him." When the parents come and ask me what to do, I say, "Tell me, did you strike the child when he was 3? The father answers, "Of course, I had to educate him." Then I respond, "Now you're paying for the blows you gave him back then." The spankings and the rough treatment ferment in the child's subconscious without even the child's awareness. The memories are hidden within his soul. But in adolescence, the effects surface, and the parents see that they have destroyed their relationship with the child. For the parents, this is terribly painful, and for the child, it was terribly damaging, etc. That's Revolbi. Revolbi, one of the great Bali Musar of our time. That's Zriu Binyan. But again, that's something that we have to realize. Education changes based on every generation. I think we mentioned years ago, there's even though all the Kalim, beautiful thought, I forgot who said it, even though the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash are all passed down from generation to generation, there's one Kli that they make new every generation. Look at the Rambam, they make new, the Chatzotros. Excuse me, still going to know what this. The Chatzotros, why the Chatzotros? The trumpets? The trumpets. You blast out there to inspire people, to get people going, to get people excited. You need new trumpets every generation. The trumpets that we used 100 years ago aren't going to do. We can't use the same trumpets nowadays, right? The different educational methods are needed. So to hear what was good in the times of the Gemara, says Revolbi, is not appropriate. Not appropriate now. Okay, to kari kari. If a child is reading and learning fine. To lo kari levi sata l'chavre. If he's not doing so well, you know, at least keep him in a good chavre. Give him a good chavra, and hopefully, in that way, he will be influenced. Meisvei says the Gemara Kasha. Echad mi b'nei chatzer shebikish la'asos rofei uman. One of the b'nei chatzer that decides he wants to be a rofei uman. We'll have to see what this is. Rofei uman. So let's do Rashi first. Rashi says rofei is a moel, and uman. It's a a mekizdam. A bloodletter, what we would call a doctor, the guardian, a weaver, umalami tinokos, and a teacher, b'nei chatzer ma'akev and a love. So you see all these professions, the b'nei chatzer can be ma'akev, can say, I'm not interested, so is that a kasha? Umalami tinokos, we said you can open up a yeshiva, answers the Gemara, hacha v'yaskina b'tinokos ta'akum, non-Jewish kids. So opening up a school, right, for non-Jewish kids, so that they could be, that wasn't part of the takana, so that they can be ma'akev. Stop there for a minute. Two important issues. Number one, so Rashi says, so we're talking that question, Tinokos Akam, answer Mlandi Tinokos. What about a Moel? That's also a Dvar Mitzvah. So they could be, only Torah is the only one they can't be Makiv. What about other Divrei Mitzvah? Rashi says Moel. So if you look in the Rambam, the Beis Yosef points out, if you look in the Rambam has a list of these people, and he says Rofei Uman, one thing. Rofei Uman is one, meaning according to the Rambam, someone a doctor, not a Moel. And it could be according to the Rambam, any dvar mitzvah, you can't protest, right? Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. If you look in the Farshim on Shulchan Aruch, when this is quoted, they discuss this. Is there any way to defend Rashi? And defend Rashi, the Rashi, because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpat Kuf Nun Hey, I think Kuf Nun Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to protest the children, but then he says, "V'hu adin l'chol mili de mitzvah she'enim yichol l'mchos biado." You can't protest any dvar mitzvah. So is that purely going according to the Rambam? So the Sma says, "Yeah, it's going against Rashi." If you look in the Taz says, "No, no, no, it's a big difference. There's a mitzvah that has to be done here, and a mitzvah that can be done elsewhere. A moel, right? You could a moel, fine, you could be a moel, but you can't do your moel stuff here. Go to their shul. You're going to make everybody come to you. If you're a moel, fine, a yeshiva for the children right here, that you can't protest." Any other Dvar Mitzvah that has to be done here, fine. But says the Taz, if you're a Moel, he says, I'll ask you a better question. He answers, he says, what about a doctor? Everybody says you could protest a doctor. Doctor's also a mitzvah. Doctor's also a mitzvah. Plain doctor. Right? Even according to the Rambam. What's the answer? You don't have to set up your practice here. You set up your practice elsewhere. You don't have to set up your the mall here. He says you can go somewhere. Tzadaka b'inyin mitzvah hatzluya b'tzirif anashim kamo elu d'chashim mashenken k'she'ef shalo leilech. That's the Taz in Choshe Mishpat Kuf Nun Vav. That's a discussion. Does it apply to Dvar Mitzvahs or just Torah or a chilek within mitzvahs? The other issue is Tinokos Da'akum. So it says Tinokos Da'akum here. So 2 points. Number one, if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom right here on the side, what are we talking about Tinokos Da'akum? Rabbeinu Gershom says, what are you teaching the non-Jewish kids? What are you teaching them? So it says Rabbeinu Gershom, Imrota Lomot Sefer Refua O Mikra.
Whoa.
Yachol La'akiv Alav Delo Masi Avid. Yeah, you can prevent them from having a school here because if he wants to teach him medicine, you teach him Mikra. Right? Rov Rishon, if you look at many other Rishonim, the Rashba here, the Ritva here, others, they all say the Gemara's answer is Lav Dafka. Because the Gemara is obviously talking about teaching non-Jews Limudei Chol, because, and that applies even to Jews. Even to teach Jews Limudei Chol is not within the Takana, right? Even if one believes in a Torah Umada type of approach, that still was not involved in the Takana of the Gemara, and therefore, they'll be able to protest even teaching Jews Limudei Chol. And the Ritva adds, because after all, it has to be talking about Limudei Chol, because we know it's usher to teach a non-Jew Torah. That's the line of the Ritva that he says right here. So, what about Rabbeinu Gershom?
But Mikra is over.
Ah, so, this gets us to the large issue. We'll talk about it a little bit now, then we'll continue, then we'll come back to it if we have more time. This is the big issue of teaching Talmud Torah to non-Jews. First of all, there are a couple of Gemaras about this. First of all, the Makoros are fascinating. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, where in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, says, V'goy, Ovik Achavim She'osik B'Torah Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Misa. Why? Sh'nemar Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marsha, Lanu, V'lo Lahem. Right? It's Chayiv Misa. Why isn't it one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? Answers the Gemara, it is. It's either Gazel or Nara Hamarasa. Unbelievable. Right, it's trampling on the special relationship. Right, only two mitzvahs, as we know, Shabbos and Torah, that a non-Jew cannot do. So Gemara says either it is gezel or it's aramarasa. Look at the Rambam has another approach. He has a svara. Says the Rambam Hilchos Malachim that a non-Jew cannot learn Torah. Why? Because if he learns Torah, he's basically making a new religion. That is so defining to a religion. If he wants to wear, if he wants to not wear shatnez, okay, fine, as whatever shatnez. If he wants to keep kosher, fine. But says the Rambam, you can't just pick Shabbos or learning. Why? Kol shel davar ein manichad osam lachadish das velasos mitzvahs laasod midaiton ella o ye ger tzedek v'yikabel kol mitzvahs o yamid b'taraso v'lo yosef lo yigra. 6:13 or 7. That's your choice. V'im asak b'torah o Shabbos lachidish davar makan osov onshin osov, etc. That's the Rambam. So the Gemara has two ideas. The Rambam has a third. The Meiri has another pshat there in Sanhedrin. Maybe if he learns Torah, then practically you're going to think he's Jewish, and therefore he might come to intermarry with them. Fine, but there are certain limitations mentioned by some of the Mefarshim. Number one is obviously pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. There's a tshuva by Rav Ashri in the tshuvas b'Ma'amakim, Rachmana Lislana, about a German who was forcing him to translate a sefer. He says, tell me what it says in this sefer. So again, he writes a tshuva there. You're allowed to do it there. Obviously, it's pikuach nefesh. But other heterim discuss three different areas. Maybe only certain parts of Torah are aser. Maybe only in certain forums is it aser. And maybe only certain types of non-Jews is it aser. All those three categories. So Rabbeinu Gershom is in the first. Maybe only certain parts of Torah. Meaning there are, Rabbeinu Gershom right here is a source, but there are others as well that say it. Maybe it only applies to Torah Shebal Peh. And here it says Mikra. Mikra could be Torah Shebal Chsav. What about Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So Mefarshim explained that's also an expansion of the Torah, but it could be that it only applies to Torah Shebal Peh, not Torah Shebal Chsav. Again, this is very halacha l'maisa. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where a person asked him, there's going to be non-Jews at my Seder, because I have relatives that Rachmana Litzlan intermarried. They're going to be non-Jews. Right? So Rav Moshe, are you allowed to discuss Sibrisis Mitzrayim? They're listening. Rav Moshe writes, you don't have them, you don't have their kavana, you don't have them b'kavana, you're not talking directly to them. Right? Even though you go around the room and you each read a paragraph, just make sure they don't get Shvoch HaMoscha. Right? Just gotta go around. Don't translate that one so well. But, it's Rav Moshe says, these are all very halacha l'maisa. Let's say that you're a principal, and you know that there's a child in your school who has a Jewish father and a non-Jewish mother. Right? So what do you do in that situation? These are all serious issues about this halacha that's quoted in Mefurish, in the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch, etc. Okay, but this is related. Rabbeinu Gershom is a very important makar. hidden, little letters on the right side of the page, but Mikra, he puts that in there, so we should remember that. Okay, let's continue, and then we'll see at the end if we have more time. Tashma, Vaiter, Shnaim, Shiyoshim, Bechatzer, Ubikish, Echad, Mehan, Lassos, Rofi, Uman, Vakadim, Lam, Nitino, Kos, Chaveiru, Makiv, Allah, same price up. Right, they want to go into any of these professions. So again, we're talking about non-Jewish children, so it's not included in the takana. Tashma vayter mishiyesh lo bayis bechatzer hashutfin. If somebody has a house in a chatzer hashutfin, right, he's one of his partners. Harizelo yaskirenu. So say I'm going to rent out my house. I'm not allowed to rent it out. Lo le rofe, velo le uman, velo le gardi. Right, all of these same people. I'm not allowed to rent it out. Lo le sofer yehudi, velo le sofer armoi. Ah, so here you see, two separate. Sofer here means teacher, right? Of Yehudim and Aramayim. So you can't say Yehudim means non-Jews, because that's Aramayim in the Braisa. So what are you going to say here? How do you answer this one? So Hachamai Askinan, B'Sofer Masa. We're talking about the teacher of the city. What does that mean? You look at Rashi explains that it's the teacher in the city who teaches all the other teachers. So they have like conferences, it's much more busy, constantly people are coming to ask them questions. It's like the principal's office, right? The teachers are going in, it's Grand Central Station. So that's what it's talking about, the Sofer Damasa, and that's what they're allowed to protest. Period. Why did the Braisa specifically say that you can't rent it out? Why doesn't it just continue like the other cases? You can't live there? What's the chiddush of renting it out? You can't rent it out to these people? So the Ritva says that the chiddush is that even if the other partners agreed that you could do these professions, they can still be ma'akiv and say, no, I don't want him to do these professions. You can't say just because they gave you rishus, it doesn't mean that lav la meimra dilididei gufe lo ma'akiv. L'kamashpo da avagav diyovle rishus lididei lo ma'ani l'skir shalom. In the footnotes he says, I don't know why this is. I don't know why should they be able to protest? They already gave rishus. You know what? It's a personal rishus. They've already shown that they don't care about these types of professions in their yard. So he just has a tzarach in why they would be able to...
Outsiders.
Okay. It could be that, right, it could be, I know you, I know you're not going to go beyond, right, and maybe an outsider might do beyond what, right, sometimes you could let other people, your close ones, step on your shoes a little bit, but, you know, and an outsider to step on your shoes. But Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky notes that this, maybe the Chiddush of Lo Yaskirenu is that it's not even that there was a Schirus which then you could protest about. Because they didn't give Rishus, the Schirus wasn't Chal. It wasn't even Chal in the first place. That's the Chiddush, Lo Yaskirenu. You shouldn't, that because they could protest, they have rights like you do. And therefore the Schirus wasn't even Chal at all. So maybe it's teaching you a Lamdus that if you go against what partners agree to, so then the Schirus is not even Chal. Okay. Amar Rava, continuing, Metafanes Yeshua ben Gamla, Ve'eloch. Interesting, they don't call him Rebbe Yeshua ben Gamla. All these cases, just Yeshua ben Gamla.
Well, so, there's something like Abram. Zohar also Ishtov means that there was some bad stuff.
Remember him for good. Aha, yeah, uh-huh, that's being defensive.
Bad, there was some bad stuff about
something him. Negative.
He
okay.
bought the kahuna or something. He was one of these.
Was he the one? Right?
Yeah.
Maybe you got to put all the...
the top toasters here on the left.
Right, who also Ish? Aha. Uh-huh. Right, so it's the so maybe he wasn't perfect, right? So it's Sata Gomer Hayu, Bada Gomer Hassam. Okay, so there's some controversy.
Yeah.
Some controversy. Okay, got to put all the... Right, got to put it into the computer, all the Gemara's by Yeshua ben Gamla. Like I mentioned about 10 years ago, one of my friends was speaking at a Sheva Brachas, and he quoted Gemara here and a Gemara there. And he says, by the way, he says, in the olden days, people would be saying now, wow, he has a mind like a computer. But now I know you're all saying, he has a computer. So, says the Gemara, after Yeshua ben Gamla ve'elach, lo mamtina yunuka mimasa lamasa, after the takana, you don't have to schlep the child from one city to another city. Al mi beknisha, la beknisha mamtina. But from within... From one shul to another shul, they could say, you know, please bring him, because that's not going outside. It's not dangerous. The mifsak nara lo mamtina, but if there's a river between the shuls, you don't have to go over the river. It's dangerous. Viika titura mamtina, and if there's a nice wide bridge, you can. Viika gamlo lo mamtina, but if there's a very narrow, rickety bridge, then you don't have to tell the kid to go across the bridge. Viyama rava, here we go. Principals out there. Sach, or the iriot out there. Sach mikri dardiki, how many kids should be in a class? Esrin Mechamisha Yinuki, 25 children. 25 children, class size. The Ika Chamshin, Mosfin and Shrei. And if there's 50 kids, you got to put two teachers. The Ika Arboin, if there's 40, Mukminan Reish Duchnas. Then you give the head an assistant, if there's 40. Umaisina Levimasa, but you give the teacher, you pay the teacher so the teacher can pay the assistant. And it's not the teacher's job to pay the assistant. So interesting discussion in the Rishonim here. What exactly are the numbers? What about 26? It says 25,
right.
And it says 50, and then it says 40.
50, right.
Right, so the Rambam says, the Rambam goes, let's say, look lechumra, better for the children, I would say. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, 25, get him a teacher. Yeser al chamish ve'esrim ad arbaim, 25 to 40, you need an assistant. 25 to 40, that's how the Rambam reads the Gemara. 26 already gets an assistant. Hayo yeser al arbaim, more than 40. Meaning when the Gemara says 50, it means more than 40, then you get two teachers. That's the Rambam. So interesting, once you reach 41, then you have smaller class sizes than when you started out.
Right, but then no more assistants.
Right, no more assistants until you get to so you get to 51, I guess.
So 50 means
the Zadavka. So 50 is Zadavka according to the Rambam. You look in the Ramban argues on this. The Ramban takes it more kipshuta, but that is the Rambam in Hilchis Talmud Torah. That's the Rambam. Weiter. Says the Gemara. But Amarava, hi Mikri Yanuke, Degaris. Vikachrina Degaris Femine. Let's say you have a great teacher, and then you found another teacher that is even more proficient. It's a bigger lamdan and a better teacher. Lo misalkinan lei. You cannot replace the first teacher. Why? Dilma asilis rashulei. This is the first opinion of the Gemara. Because maybe he'll be mitrashel. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain, Rashi says, when you appoint a second teacher, he's going to think he's so great, and he's going to become lazy. Oh, I'm awesome. Look what they did. I'm great. He's not going to work as hard. So dilma asilis rashulei. That's why you cannot put the second teacher in. Rav Dimi Minardomar, no, the opposite. Kol Shekein, you can. Degaris Tvei. If you put him in there, then he's going to realize he only got the job because he works hard, and he'll push himself to work even harder. And that'll cause maybe the other teacher to work even harder. Kina Sofer Tar B'Chachma. Right, the only kina that is productive. The Mefarshim, so the Aruch HaShulchan discusses, and others, are you allowed to remove a teacher mid-zman, mid-term? Let him do that. If you find a better teacher according to Rav Dimi, that's this kind. The Aruch HaShulchan says if it's better for the kids. You have to realize there's a commitment that you have to the teacher. Again, these are all balances, and how much is it better for the kids? You know, it's all very sticky issues that the principals have to deal with. Yamarava, Hani Tre Mikri Dardaki. Let's say you have two teachers, Chadgaris Lodai. One is a great lamdan, a great teacher, but he's not so medactic to check if the students really got it. If the students are really right, he's teaching more what he's teaching and not what they're learning. The Chad Daik Velogaris. The one is very medactic, but he's not as much of a lantan. They know he doesn't give as much. So which wins? So first opinion, Mosvina Nahu Degaris Lodaik. So teach the one that gives them, that throws them more information, even though he's not so medactic on them if they got it. Shabesh to the Mamela Nafka, because the mistakes are going to leave. They'll only keep the right stuff, the right information. Rav Dim Minardo Amar. No, Mosvina the Daik Velogaris. No, the one that's medactic and checks the children. Why? Shabeshta, kivan to all. Mistakes, once they're in, they're in. Right? We know sometimes, any Bali Kriya out there, know sometimes if I, for some reason, put the emphasis on a certain syllable of the word, and then later on in life I realize that it should be on the other syllable, it's very hard to break. It's very hard to break because this is Shabeshta, kivan to all. Right, once I thought a certain way, once I said something, you know, it's very hard to break it. If you look on the Rambam is not 100% clear who he paskins like here. Which teacher? And therefore the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam says, you just got to be Machmir. It's got to be Machmir. He's not sure what he said. Therefore you got to go with the one who is Garis Vidayik. Got to find one. Either way, that's the Kesef Mishnah tries to discuss who the Rambam paskins like. Dechsiv. But what's the raya for the second opinion? Dechsev, it comes from Navi. Kisheshes Chadashim Yashashem Yoav v'chol Yisrael let Hippos call Zachar be'Edom. They were fighting Edom, and Yoav sat there for 6 months until he wiped out every male in Edom. Kiyasla kami to David. When he came back to David, Amar le David said to him, my time about the Hachi, why do you only kill the males of Edom? Amar le Dechsev, Timcha es Zachar Amalek. Because it says, wipe out the males of Amalek. So that's why, wipe out the males of Amalek. Amar le says David, Vanan Zechar Karina. No, it's the remembrance of Amalek. Not Zachar. Amalek, not Zachar Akrin. I was taught Zachar. Also, Shaila the Rabbis. They went to ask his Rebbe. Amalek, Hey Chakrison. How'd you teach him? Amalek, Zechar. I said Zechar. So he sees that he just wasn't medactic with him. Shakal Safsir Lamiktele, Yoav took out a sword to kill him. He says, look what you did. You made me violate the Dvar Hashem. Amalek, Amai, why'd you do this? Why? So the teacher says, why are you doing this to me with a sword? Amalei, Dechsiv Aror Osem Melechaz Hashem Ramiya. You're doing the Melechaz Hashem, not in total truth. Amalei, Shakilu Gavr Delech HaBarur. Okay, I'm cursed. You don't have to go further than that. I'm cursed, you don't have to kill me. Amalei, but look at the second half of the pasuk. Dechsiv Aror Moneach Harbo. The one who holds back his sword is also Aror. Medam. Charbo Medam. Bar Bonei Charbo Medam. So, unclear exactly what happened. Yigit Amri de Katzlai, Yigit Amri lo Katzlai. Unclear exactly what happened at the end of the story. So 2 points. Number one, how did Yoav make such a mistake? It wasn't so long before him that Shaul, the story of Shaul, he lost the Malchus, right? He left alive the animals, right? So what was the Havamina? So the Marsha has two answers. There are many, but two answers we'll mention. Number one, the Marsha says, no, this is Edom. This is not Amalek. It's not Amalek. So he was paralleling. So he thought Edom was different. He says, okay, Amalek is terrible. Amalek is Timcha. So he did a Kavachomer. He says here it's not as extreme, says the Marsha. That was his mistake. But David saw ultimately that his mistake was based on a false premise. It wasn't based on he did not bring the raya from Shaul. He didn't bring the raya exactly from Amalek because it was Edom, but he was paralleling it to Amalek. Number one. The Ben Yoyada though is a different shot. Sorry, the Ben Yoyada says that Yoav thought that Amalek was a harasha. Forgetting the chiluk between Amalek and Edom. He says, if you look, what did it say there? The Heimata Meish Ayonik, Mishar Atseh, Mechamal Achamar. So that was pretty explicit, right, by Shaul. That's what he said. He thought that was a Rasha by Amalek, according to the Pasuk. Abel Yoav, Hushlach Lahako says Amalek Bestam, Kosh Mefersh Akasuv. Right, he wasn't given specific, he said, go like what it says in the Torah. He wasn't given specific instructions different by Shmuel Hanavi. So therefore, he thought it was different. Yeah.
Some hold that Shmuel was a harasha, but the animals that when another melech goes right, to kill Amalek, there's no fear.
Right, but some say, but the chida says only there because there the people change themselves into animals with the kishuf. Yes. Right, Mashenkit. So you got to put all these answers together to be able to do it. But then, finally, one other thought. And so the chida says that why did he want to kill the teacher? Because he was a morid b'malchus. Why was he a morid b'malchus? Because if you say that the drasha is a Zechara Amalek, the males of Amalek, so then you're telling me every time else in the Torah where it mentions a nation, it means the males and the females. Right? Because if specifying Zechara Amalek, every place else is males and the females. Meaning, when it says Ammon and Moab, it means males and females. You say it means males and females, that means David HaMelech is not allowed to marry in. Ammon and Moab is, so according to your teaching, David HaMelech can't be the king. Moab and Malchus. Morab Malchus, that's why he wanted to kill the teacher. Morab Malchus, that's what he said. He says, what happened in the end? He says, some say they did, some say they didn't. Says the Chita, what's the Machlok is about, whether he did or he didn't. So, according to the one that says they did, it's because he was Morab Malchus. According to the other one, it says that no, we still wouldn't have darshan that way by Ammon and Moab. Because the Torah gives a reason in Kiseitse. It's because it's not the derech of Anashim to be Makdim, B'mazonu, U'bamayim, the Torah says. So we would have darshan the Chilik anyway by Ammon and Moab, and therefore he wasn't really Morab Malchus. And that's why he didn't kill.
It doesn't say Zachar by Ammon and Moab.
Right, I'm saying, but still, we would have darshan the chiluk. We would have darshan the chiluk. Those are the 2 days, whether he killed him or not. Okay, there are a lot more here, but we'll continue. The Amar Rava, Mikri Yanuka, a teacher. Oh, these are all going to be people who make permanent mistakes. A teacher, Shasla, somebody who was a gardener. Tavcha, a butcher. Umna, a doctor. The Sofer Masa and a Sofer Kulan Kumusarn Vaomdininhu. They are all considered warned. Period. They're considered warned, and therefore, once they make a mistake, the Ravid says, not every once, but in a series of times, once they make a mistake, so then they can be removed because they are considered musrin va'omdin. Called them also, called pseida de lohadar, any pseida that cannot be put back, musr v'yomedu, and therefore they can be removed. What's a sofer masa? Sofer masa, so Rashi says it means a sofer. So Tosfos says, so why is that? What, you could correct the Torah. Right, so Tosfos says it means a sofer shtaris. He writes documents. If he writes you a document, then if it's bad, it's bad. But the other mafarshim that quote Rashi said, no, there are cases. Let's say there are so many mistakes that once you correct it, it'll be called the Sefer Torah Menumar. That's possible. There are so many mistakes. What if, says the Malo Haroim, let's say he's talking about Tilin and Mezuzas. If there's a mistake, you have to rewrite the whole thing. What about, says the Chassam Sofer, it's a Tos Meshem Hashem. Right, so all of these are Tos Shalohadar, and that could be pshat in Rashi. Amr Afuna, hi bar mavua to uki recha. Somebody in a mavui, in an alleyway that sets up a mill. Vasa bar mavua lochavre v'kamoki gabe, and somebody else wants to set up a mill next to him, right, to sell things. Dina hu demakilaki vilave, the first guy could prevent him. Darmale, kapasak tale lichi yusoi. Hey, you're preventing my business. I'm losing parnasa. Losing parnasa. The Ritva says, this is the sugya of Mesechas Kiddushin, ani mahapich b'charara. It's like an ani that's going to search out. He's about to find something, and then you go and grab it before he gets it. You didn't make a kinyan yet, but it's a potential kinyan which already has halachic basis. Right? That's pasak lelecha yusai. So let's bring a proof to him. Somebody puts out a net to catch fish, so then the next person cannot put a net right next to him. Right? You have to leave room. So you see, just like setting up the meal, you got to leave room by the nets. So isn't that a raya? No, shiny dog and diavi sierra. What does that mean? We'll just go with Rashi's shot. The fish are different because once they see the bait, that's where they're going. That's where they're going. Specific, they're not going to go to anything, they're not going to be distracted. Mashengin, by a mill, you know, it's not as nikne yet to the Baal HaMil. Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Lema Rav Huna, Damak Rav Yehuda, is Rav Huna like Rav Yehuda? Detan, because the Mishnah said, we had it already, Rav Yehuda Omer, V'yichalik chen v'nikloyos v'gozim l'tinokos, V'b'neshim agilin etzlo, Rav Yehuda says, a storekeeper can't get out candies at the front of his store, because that's going to get the kids in, and he's taking an upper hand on the other storekeepers. L'chamatir, l'cham zeyitz mutter. What's wrong with that? That's business. Right? So is Rav Huna like Rav Yehuda only? Right? Because again, Rav Yehuda said that, like, there's already he already has like a kinyan. So Afilutim Rabbanan, no, even the Rabbanan who allow it there would agree. Ad kam l'pling Rabbanan alay the Rav Yehuda hasam. Why did the Rabbanan argue? El damar le'anak kamafal gini amhuzi at folk shisuki. I'm giving out lollies, you give out licorice. Right? You can give out whatever you want too. It's equal. But in the mill case, maybe the Rabbana would be mode. No, you're ruining my livelihood, so therefore maybe they would agree here. You don't have to say, you're not forced to say that Rav Huna is like Rav Yehuda. May I say one more? Osa Adam Chanus Pesach Chanus Oshal Chaveiro. A person can make a store next to his friend's store. Right? Obviously, this is all connected to Hasagas Gvul issues. Umerchatz Pesach Merchatz Oshal Chaveiro. Ve'ini Yochol Limchaz Biyado, and they cannot protest. Ve'ishi Yochol Omar Lo Ato Oseh Betosh Shal Chav Ani Oseh Betosh Shali. I can make my own store. You have yours, or I have my store. So isn't that against Rav Huna? Tanoi he. Really, it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, because there's a brisa that supports kofin b'nei mavozezesh. Each people within a mavui could force each other. Shlola hoshi b'neiam lo chayit lo borsegi lo malam itinokos, that they could prevent tailors and tanners malam itinokos v'lechan b'nei mali umnios. Malam itinokos, you're going to have to say, means one of the, right, the tinokos akram or something, or any other of the workers. But if it's his own neighbor, he can't prevent it from doing any of these things. So you see, it's allowed. No, you can protest even your shachem. So you see, as a machlokas tanoim, how much preventative protest power does a neighbor have?
In the period. Cases where there already are local of these professions.
Yeah. There are local professions, right. I think so. We're right. Yeah. We're trying to parallel it. Okay. Let's stop here. And Brother Shem will continue Brother Shem tomorrow night, 10:30. Tomorrow night, 10:30, we'll do Sunday's daf. And then, because Slichas, I'm speaking at 12. And then Slichas are at 12:30. Okay.